if they didn't cook them long enough and they're not good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I cook mine so they just come all to pieces and then put them open, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then them just mm-hmm. bust it all over mm-hmm. this tender
uh-huh.
and put them in vinegar.
Mm. Now, did you ever make anything where you took the hog liver and ground it up? Did you ever cook
well, I don't know if I ever ground up the liver. I either boil them or fry them. You can boil the liver, and then when it gets tender, mash it all up good. I mash up our potatoes with it and season it and pepper it and everything, just like making sausage, mm-hmm. and I called it hash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you can take the mouth and the kidneys and the lights and that part, and cook them till they're real tender, and grind them up good and tender, and save your water to cook them in. And when you get them all ground up, well, you put this liquid back on the stove. When it strikes a boil, well, you thicken it with meal about as thick as you
mm-hmm,
think it
mm-hmm.
needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put all this other junk back in it and stir it up right mm-hmm. real good. When it gets cold, you can cut it just like.
What did you really? What did you call that?
Well, I call that I forgot now what, some folks might call it scramble, but I forgot what I called it.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody called it scramble, why that's...
Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple or something like
well,
that?
Well, I guess that'd be scrapple.
Like
scrapple.
That? Now, if you had kept your butter too long, and if you didn't put it right back in the spring, like you were talking about when you used to have spring, and if it didn't taste good, what would you call that condition? You'd say that the butter was...
Well, this butter's molded.
Now, would that be the same thing as
rancid? It'd be the same thing as rancid.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the thick, sour, lumpy milk that you'd have?
Well, we'd call that clabbered milk.
And then the kind of cheese that you'd make out of it, out of that clabbered milk?
Well, they'd just be called homemade cheese. I reckon you could make them fine or coarse or...
Mm-hmm.
However you want to. I've made homemade cheese.
What about a kind of a pie that's baked in a deep dish and you have a layer of crust and then a layer of...
The cobbler.
Yeah. And if you took milk and you sweetened it and then poured that over your pie or something, you'd call that...
Well, we always called it dip, but I think mm-hmm. the proper name is sauce.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, take Aunt Sally Smith used to cook apple cobblers,
mm-hmm.
like we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'd take a cream pitcher and put cream in it and sweeten it and put nutmeg in it.
Oh, yeah.
Or nutmeg or spice, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd take out this, and you plate this pie while you poured that over it. She always called it dip, but I really think the cookbooks would call it sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But
nowadays,
it's just the same.
Just the same thing. Now, if suppose somebody had a real good appetite, you'd say, boy, he sure likes to put away his
food.
And if you, food that you took, like between meals, you call it?
Snacks.
And you might say, every day I get up at 7 o'clock and then I, talking about breakfast, you say,
mm-hmm.
and then I eat breakfast.
I fix my breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Fix me a cup of coffee, you know, the first thing.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, yesterday, before 8 o'clock, I had already...
Eat my breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's the truth, sometimes not.
Sometimes,
I'm just fixing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, different.
I don't get up no certain times.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're thirsty, you might ask somebody for a...
Drink.
Mm-hmm.
Drink of water. I'd mm-hmm. like to get a drink of water.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. And,
Well, you'd most always just specify water because you wouldn't be wanting a drink of milk or liquor
yeah,
if you're thirsty.
Yeah. And they'd put...